Sam, a woman would say, if her house is in a big mess, she'd say, well, this morning I have to
straighten up, I reckon, Barbara, because I don't remember any particular term that Mama would have used.
Uh-huh.
I'm not being very hip.
Well, sure. The thing that you'd sweep with would be
the broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was in relation to the door. The broom was
behind the door. I guess it would be the way we would have said it.
And years ago on Monday, women would get the dirty clothes together.
Monday is wash day at our house right now. Still.
How did people do that back then?
Well, as far back as I can remember, Barbara, we had, just about as far as I can remember, we've had one black lady that washed for us.
Uh-huh.
Up until we got our first washing machine, and she had gotten old. And so Daddy had told her she'd always lived in a house that was on our place there, and told her that she could stay there as long as she wanted to, but she didn't wash anymore for us. So our wash days might have been just a little different. We were just fortunate to have a little extra help on Mondays there.
What would, back then people would say, well, I have to do the
washing.
Uh-huh.
Not laundry.
They didn't use the word laundry at all?
I don't remember hearing the word laundry.
And on Tuesday they'd do the
ironing.
And the big black thing they'd have out in the yard?
The wash pot.
Okay. Any other names for that?
None that I remember being used at home.
What about something that you'd make hot tea in? Had a spout?
Tea kettle, teapot.
Did you ever hear the word kettle used for the wash pot?
Not as far as we're concerned. It was always a wash pot. I think since you mentioned it, I have heard the word kettle used by other people.
Mm-hmm.
But in our house, it was always the wash pot.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell somebody to
shut the door.
And, you know, in some houses you have boards that lap over each other on the outside. You call that?
I know what you're talking about, but I'm not familiar with any particular term.
Well, do you ever hear of weatherboards or clapboard or
something? Oh, yeah, your weatherboard. I was thinking about the house siding, though. When I think about weatherboard, it's just one piece of lumber fits over the other like this and makes the wall of your house where it sheds all the water off.
What's the difference between weatherboard and siding, or is there any difference?
Well, if you mentioned siding to us, or to me, siding would probably, what would cross my mind would be something like, you know, you can get aluminum siding now that looks like lumber, or asbestos siding, which we have on our house. And that's what I think about when siding, when you mention the word siding. But now if you said weatherboard, it would immediately appear to me as this piece of board laying like this, you know, on top of the other and up the side of the house, shed that water off.
Say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and to hit the nail.
Well, we'd just drive the nail would be all that we would.
Okay, you'd drive it in with the
hammer.
You say, I took the hammer and I
drove the nail.
Okay, and if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be
driven further.
And a building that's used to store wood would be a
building. It'd probably be a wood house, but now we never did store ours that way.
What about for
woodshed? Now we use the word woodshed.
What was a woodshed?
That's where your wood was put, if you were fortunate enough to have one to put your wood under.
What about tools? Where would
you put those in a tool shed, by all means.
And before they had bathrooms inside, what did they call the toilets they had outdoors?
You just was going to the toilet.